Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. How much scripture do you know? Do you know some passages of scripture? Taking the time to commit them to memory and let them live in your heart and for them to somehow grow within you and stir among you and to give you comfort and assurance and a sense of peace. If you have not, challenge yourself to memorize some scripture, to pull some things from the book into your heart. I strongly encourage you to do that. I have done that with a few passages myself. And they really do help when I need to recall something in a certain circumstance and bring it to mind. Psalm 23 is one of those psalms. And I've learned to appreciate it in a variety of contexts. And I'll get to that in a moment, but I want to talk about two others first that remind us about God's graciousness and God's goodness. First of all, Scripture comes to us, as we understand, in both law and gospel. The law convicts us. The law tells us why we need a Savior. Without the law, we really don't see why we need Jesus at all. But the law convicts, condemns, and tells us, puts to death those things within us that otherwise lets us think that we can do things on our own. That we really don't need God's grace and mercy. You know, God's just kind of there as a supplement. I'll do it just fine, but you know, when the going gets rough, then I'll kind of pull up the ace in the deck and throw that out. But that's not how it works. God fulfills for us what we are unable to do for ourselves. And the law tells us just how much that is. Gospel, on the other hand, gospel tells us who God is and how God's love is gracious and merciful, and that even in spite of our inability of getting it right, in spite of our feebleness and our weaknesses and our brokenness, God loves us anyway. The gospel declares who God is for us. So one of the psalms that I value is Psalm 46 that tells us who God is. Psalm 46 starts this way. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in times of trouble. A refuge. Our strength. Our very present help. Gospel words tells who God is, what God does. God is our refuge and our strength. Ever felt that you need a refuge? That you need someone who is going to be that rock for you, that strong presence? Refuge and strength. The psalm then goes on to say, therefore I will not fear. Because God is our refuge and strength, we can make that and declare that as affirming for us. Therefore, I will not be afraid. And oh, there are so many things in our lives that cause us to be afraid. That stir within us and cause us to be challenge to the core. But because God is our refuge and strength, I won't have to worry about that. I won't have to be afraid. The psalm goes on to say, though the mountains shake in the depths of the sea, though its waters rage and foam, and though the mountains tremble with its tumult, even when those things occur, I don't have to be afraid because I know God is our refuge and strength. and helps us in times of trouble. There is a stream, a river, whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy habitation of the Most High. God is in the midst of the city. God dwells in it. God is there. Again, a declaration of what God promises, who God is. God shall help it at the break of day. The nations rage, the kingdoms totter. Even in these days, nations were divided against each other and couldn't see eye to eye. God speaks and the earth melts away. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our stronghold, affirming language, strength, help. Come now, regard the works of the Lord. What desolations God hath brought upon the earth. Behold those who make war to cease in all the world, who breaks the bow, shatters the spear, burns the shields with fire, puts an end to all this rivalry. And then comes these words, "Be still then, and know that I'm God." There's so many things that cause us to be afraid, that stirs within us, that feels like the waves of life are rolling over us. And just as Jesus was asleep in the boat and the disciples panicked because of the storm that raged upon the Sea of Galilee, and they woke him up in a, saying, "Don't you care that we're perishing?" And Jesus stands up, and first things he says is, "Peace be still." In the midst of the storm, peace. Be still. So we say in these words, through the words of the psalm, "Be still and know that I am God." These are the words God says to the psalmist. Don't be afraid. Have stillness in your soul. "I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our stronghold." 11 verses. You can memorize the entire thing or bits and pieces of it. It's all good stuff. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in times of trouble. "Therefore I will not fear." Put that in your memory. Let that live in your heart. Or, "Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth." Let that live in you. And see what difference that can make in your life. When I make visits to folks who are down and out, particularly those who are lying in a hospital bed and have no place else to look but up, comes these words from Psalm 121. "I lift up my eyes to the hills. From where is my help to come? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth." As I'm lying here flat on my back, wondering how long this healing process might take, I put the call light on. How long is it going to be before somebody answers? We wait and we wait and we wait for responses. And we look and we look and we look for answers. The psalmist says, "I lift up my eyes to the hills," the question. And immediately comes a response. "My help comes from the Lord." It didn't live in the psalmist's heart very long. "I lift up my eyes to the hills. Where's my help to come from?" I just voice it. And it connects with what I understand and believe to be true in my heart. "My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He will not let your foot be moved. He will not let you fall. Behold, the one who keeps watch over Israel will not fall asleep." God doesn't grow tired of listening to our pleas. Doesn't grow frustrated with us. But loves that connection and that dependence that brings us closer to the answers that God provides. God is the help of my maker of heaven and earth. The Lord will not your foot be moved, nor will the one watch over you fall asleep. Behold, the keeper of Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. Even though Jesus was asleep in the front of the cushion, he still had that sense of awareness of what's going on. He was not absent from understanding. The sun will not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will preserve you from all evil, will keep your life. The Lord will watch over your going out and your coming in from this time forth forevermore. That's a long time, this forevermore. Affirming words for us. Pick some of these words and let them live in your heart so that you can be at peace as you're lying looking for answers. The answers are that God promises to be with us. That's no more clear, less clear than it is in the 23rd Psalm. My favorite psalm, the one that's often quoted, particularly at funerals. So it's oftentimes thought of as the funeral psalm. So when I go and speak with people and want to share some words and I think about the 23rd Psalm, it goes pretty well at first. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want, for he makes me lie down in green pastures. Leads me beside still waters, he restores my soul. Guides me along right pathways for his name's sake. Everything's good up until that point. And then, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. And it's when I get to that reading in the psalm that I can almost read a person's face, thinking, no one told me I was dying. What does the pastor know that I didn't know? But the psalm does far more than just remind us of when death is close to us. Because in reality, we are all in that journey. We all have life and death going on for us at the same time. But even though I walk through the realization of my frailty, even though I walk through the valley recognizing of my humanity, I will not be afraid, because I know you are with me with rod and staff to protect me. What the psalm does not say is pretty important too, because we like to interpret passages of Scripture and interject what we think we want it to say. The psalmist does not say God is going to step into, when recognizing your challenges and your problems, God is going to step in and quickly get you out. That is not what the psalm says. The psalm says, when we are in the midst and thick of it, and when we are in the valley of the shadow of death, it comes with the assurance, I know I'm not by myself. I know that you are with me. And as a shepherd brings the tools of the trade with rod and staff, you comfort me. I couldn't help but think about the young boys and their soccer coach and their experience of 18 days, at least many of them were 18 days in this cave. And what that was like. They went into this cave as an exploration following a soccer game. They really didn't expect, obviously, for the waters to rise and to seal off the entrance to the cave. And yet here they were, with nothing to provide for them for 10 days, before someone actually identified where they were and could bring that word to them that we're working at it. We're trying to find a solution to your dilemma. We're trying to rescue you. It's going to take some time. 10 minutes, maybe? How about a couple hours? Probably going to take about 8 days. before this whole rescue mission is completed. And they really didn't know if it was possible. These boys were in this cave with nothing to eat, drinking from the drippings off of the ceiling of the cave, not knowing if or when they might get rescued. But in an interview I saw about these boys, they didn't have panic on their face. They kind of responded matter-of-factly about their experience. And they said they were busy using some rocks to try to dig a tunnel, trying to rescue themselves. They got 16 feet. That's pretty long for the digging with some rocks. But it wasn't near the length of the tunnel that they needed to get out. And then they passed the time by meditating, conserving energy, but also by meditating. And I don't know what religion they practice, but they tried to find a sense of peace so that they wouldn't go nuts in this midst of this uncertainty. And I couldn't help but think of this psalm. In the valley of the shadow of death, I will not be afraid, for I know thou art with me. With rod and staff, they comfort me. God brings us comfort in the midst of our uncertainties. What are the uncertainties that stir in your heart and in your life that you need that sense of reassuring presence that God is with you? These are affirming words for us. You spread a table before me in the presence of those who trouble me. There are people who wish you harm. But God says, I'll spread a banquet before you, showing that I am the one who provides for you. A banquet table in the presence of those who trouble me. You've anointed my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord for a little while. No. I'll dwell in the house of the Lord forever. These are God's words to us. These are affirming words for us, leading us along stilled waters, letting us lie down in green pastures. When we're quiet long enough, I love to hear the rippling of the waters of the font. In those stilled waters that wash over us and remind us of God's affirming promise to hold us close in the waters of baptism, to name us and claim us with an eternal promise. Refuge, strength, very present help in times of trouble. Where is my help to come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. God is going to be with us in those uncertain times with rod and staff to comfort and to protect us. These are the gospel words that come to us today, reminding us that we can trust and believe them with our hearts, even when the storms of life rage around us, even when life is challenging and uncertain. We lean into these words, let them live in our hearts, and let them do what we know and believe that God does for us. Renew us, restore us, forgive us, reclaim us, and remind us of God's eternal promise that God holds us together in this life and in the life that is yet to come. Like a shepherd, God leads us and is with us. Join me as we sing about that in the next hymn.